This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Over a period of decades, cancer-causing solvents quietly seeped from a warehouse owned by Lawn Dry Supply Company into the groundwater underneath dozens of homes and businesses near downtown Albuquerque. Today, the plume of contamination stretches a mile and a half across the city, putting hundreds of people at risk of chemical exposure. And as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, government records show that employees of Lawn Dry were exposed to toxins from the plume.
When we collected the first soil vapor sample, we were digging and you could smell it, almost like an airplane glue-ish kind of smell.
That's Baird Swanson. Today he's a private environmental consultant, but back in 2005 he was an investigator for the New Mexico Environment Department. He was digging for soil samples at Lawn Dry Supply Company after discovering a leaking chemical tank there.
So it had a pretty strong smell to it, and it would make you feel a little bit nauseated and a little bit inebriated. Maybe the effects of, you know, a glass of wine or something, might be a comparison there.
The implications of that smell were big. If the chemicals were shallow enough and in a high enough concentration, they could be wafting back up into the building as toxic vapors. Employees could be breathing it throughout the workday. So Swanson and his team decided to take samples inside the building. The results? The air inside Lawn Dry's warehouse and front office was contaminated with poisonous chemical solvents called PCE and TCE, and a lot of them. So you went to Lawn Dry, you took air samples, and you found pretty high levels in the warehouse and in the office? Was the state concerned about the health of the people working there?
We certainly were.
But at the time, New Mexico didn't have any laws in place to deal with airborne toxins like this, so Lawn Dry didn't have a legal obligation to fix the air its employees were breathing. Internal Environment Department emails do show that as early as 2005, staffers there had serious concerns about the dangers the spill posed to the health and safety of people in the area, at one time saying the chemicals could lead to, quote, unreasonable injury to people exposed.
You know, I just felt like if I ran a business and I was exposed to my employees, these are my friends, I would tell them and feel obligated to provide them with a respirator if they felt they needed it. You know, but you do one of two things. You get it out of the building or you put a mask on.
That's the sound of a groundwater pump Lawn Dry installed to suck up the chemicals underneath its building. It took the company 8 years to install that system after learning about the air hazards. So why did they wait so long? Did they understand the risks or tell their employees about the air they were breathing at work? We don't know, because they wouldn't respond to our interview requests for this story.
Up until right now, I knew nothing of this.
That's Robert Starkey. He worked as a sales rep for Lawn Dry in 2003.
So those of us who work there, do we need to be concerned with health issues? Basically, we all just go through life until further notice.
There really isn't much to do at this point. They've already been exposed.
Dr. David Ozanoff is a professor at the Boston University School of Public Health, where he specializes in community health effects of toxic exposures.
For the people in that area, it's a kind of environmental disaster. To the extent that there are any health effects from it, it's sort of like the man who jumps out of the Empire State Building. And when he passes the 14th floor, it's all so far so good, and hopefully it's so far so good for all of these people, too.
Dr. Ozanoff says the important thing now is to figure out where else these chemicals are making their way to the surface. And on that front, there has been some recent progress. Since we started reporting on the toxic spill this fall, Lawn Dry has committed to developing a full-scale cleanup plan for the remaining contamination and has agreed to pay for air testing in homes near the plume. Those air tests are set to begin early next year. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.